Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Sad news on the Obama property. K9 on leave. Elon rebrands Twitter. And can we please stop buying oil from the Saudis? I'll tell you why coming up next. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, terrible story. I first read that a body was found on the property of the Obamas in Martha's Vineyard. And I thought it was just a random body that came up on shore. It turns out it was their former White House chef who's been working with the Obama family, a 45-year-old man, Tafari Campbell, employed in some capacity by the Obamas and was visiting Martha's Vineyard, went paddleboarding, fell off, never resurfaced. Awful. In a statement, the Obama said, Tafari was a beloved part of our family. He leaves behind a wife and twin boys. This could become a bigger story. A canine officer in Ohio has been put on administrative leave, his dog placed in a kennel, when body camera footage captured the dog attacking a truck driver as he was surrendering to state troopers with his hands up. The truck driver was calling 911 while still on the road and said, hey, I have police officers following me for a long time and I'm trying to figure out why they have their guns pulled out. I'm just a truck driver. I was about to comply with them, but they all had their guns drawn. There's like 20 police cars behind me and I don't feel safe. Police say he refused to pull over, drove through three counties before they stopped him with spike sticks. One officer yelled, get on the ground or you're going to get bit. More details surely to come. Elon Musk has changed the name of Twitter to X, part of a total rebrand of the entire company, not just a rebrand, a new company. When Elon bought Twitter, he tweeted, buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app. The vision is to be something more like WeChat in China, where it's not just media sharing like Twitter, but also personal messaging, and people can pay each other, and you can purchase products through the app and book reservations at hotels and cars and all that, among other, it's everything. It wants it to be the everything app. I'm so fascinated by Saudi Arabia's attempt to buy the entire sports world. It was insane when they paid Ronaldo $214 million a year to play in their Saudi soccer league. They offered Messi $500 million for a one-year contract. And now they offer this French soccer player, Mbappe, $776 million for a year. And they have to pay their current club $330 million. So $1.1 billion. Can we please stop buying our oil from these people? Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, culture war skirmishes have broken out in the state of Florida and in the country music world. Let us begin in the land of sunshine. Florida education officials want public school students to learn about how the despicable institution of slavery actually provided a positive to blacks. The development of various skills, say the state, should be studied. This is moronic. Like blacks would not have developed skills if they were free? Come on. You don't bother pointing out so-called benefits in a horrific situation like slavery. That's like saying Native Americans were lucky they were forced onto reservations because they could learn to cook bacon. So what? History should be taught focusing on what is important, not meaningless sideshow stuff. Predictably, the race hustlers led by Vice President Harris went wild attacking Florida. Why give these people hammers? The other cultural battle involved singer Jason Aldean, who recorded a song saying, "Small town values and attitudes are different than those in the big cities." Jason puts forth that rural folks will not put up with degrading behavior as many urban areas do. Of course, that is true. But the progressive left doesn't want that opinion expressed, so Aldean is now deemed a racist because that's what the far left loons always do. And the country music establishment, sadly, has largely turned its back on Aldean. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. David, concierge member. Bill, you keep saying Biden is done, but frankly, I don't believe it. I don't think he'll ever be done unless a major health calamity befalls him. Well, you might be right. Maybe he'll skate. Caroline, concierge member, Merrick Garland is not causing trouble because Trump did something he didn't like. Garland hates Trump because he wasn't appointed to the Supreme Court by Trump. No. Trump had nothing to do with Merrick Garland. That was Mitch McConnell that blocked his nomination. And a Republican was never going to nominate a guy like Merrick Garland. Garland has taken orders from the Biden White House. That's what he's taken. Had nothing to do with the Supreme Court thing. Mark Allen, Scarsdale, New York. Why haven't Jordan Comer et al. Called Obama before their congressional committees to ask what he knew about the Biden family? Because you couldn't do that. He'd say executive privilege, and you never get him there. Presidents have power even after they leave office. James, could Congress take all funding away from the DOJ, FBI, and IRS until this is resolved? Yeah. Congress cut the funding. Sure. They had the power to do it. Linda Burgess, Cedar Edge, Colorado, what is in it for a lawyer to pay Hunter's tax bill and legal costs? I can't speculate. All I can do is report. Hedwig Gouger, Dearborn, Michigan, who's running the country? Well, I understand how strongly each side opposes the other. I'd like to know who is running the country. Well, as you know, I think Hedwig, you followed the news closely, Susan Rice and Ron Klain, the two were running the Biden White House the first 2 years, are gone. They've been replaced by acolytes, by assistants. But those assistants are really tamped down. I don't even know who they are. I'm trying to find out. Jill Biden has the most power. Jill, the wife, is the most power in the White House right now. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The film Oppenheimer opened in theaters last weekend. The movie depicts the development of the atom bomb. Its debut coincides with the 78th anniversary of a secret meeting between President Truman and Joseph Stalin. During those talks, the two discussed a new weapon that would alter the course of human history. Here is the story. With Nazi Germany vanquished by the spring of 1945, the Allies began planning the future of Europe. On July 16, scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer and his crew successfully detonated the first nuclear explosion. That was in New Mexico. At the time, President Truman was in Potsdam, Germany, conferring with Winston Churchill and Stalin. On July 25th, after receiving Stalin's pledge to join the USA in the war against Japan, Truman casually informed the dictator Stalin of a powerful new weapon at America's disposal. In his diary entry that day, Truman wrote, quote, "At least one atomic bomb would be used against military targets in Japan before September." On August 6, 1945, 1 week before the Soviets were scheduled to join combat against Japan, President Truman ordered the first atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. 2 days later, another was dropped over Nagasaki. The weapon did save the lives of an estimated 400,000 American troops who would have perished during the planned invasion of Japan. One of them was my father. And here's something else you might not know. Oppenheimer struggled with his creation for the rest of his life. At a meeting with Truman after the explosion in Nagasaki, the scientist told the president, quote, "I now have innocent blood on my hands. Today, there are more than 15,000 nuclear warheads, and 20% of the world is powered by nuclear energy." Oppenheimer is regarded as one of the most important human beings who ever lived. And you can read more about him in my book, Killing the Rising Sun. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.